As the fog rolls into the dirty, filth-filled back streets of merry old London, a scream rings out in the night, echoing against the harsh brick walls. Another horror of the night has nearly claimed a victim, feeding upon the weak and defenseless. But before the meal is to be had, a shot rings out, a report against those who would prey upon the downtrodden. The Rippers have arrived to take back the night, and the night will not go down without a fight. A game centered around the action-packed Savage World setting, Rippers. Join Rippers and show the beasts of the night that humanity will not disappear into the darkness without a fight.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
The Devious Book of Fumbles and Crits, from Unknown Tome Publishing. A 4th edition D&D supplement for all levels, featuring 63 new unique treasures, including 6 item sets and 28 new hazards and terrain powers. The Devious Book of Fumbles and Crits will have you critting and fumbling your way into D&D gold. Visit our website to pick up this product in print or as a PDF.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You're more smarter than most people.
Yeah, well, just to let the internet know, come Zompocalypse time, I will die. I'm not smart enough nor ruthless enough to survive. Nor am I fast enough.
Yes,
my fat
rule.
Ass would get overrun and eaten.
First rule, cardio.
I get tired walking up the KU hill.
I'm sure a lot of people do.
Anywho. Where we had last left our Rippers. You guys had just successfully set up a lodge and realized that I'm not completely evil when it comes to investigations.
Sure.
Sometimes it is the obvious answer.
No, that was a red herring.
Yes, there was one red herring. Sometimes maybe the slightly less, but still conveniently in the open answer. By the way, today I'd like to lash out against Subway. They toasted my sub after I told them not to.
And shake his head. No.
I shook my head and said no. What would they do? They toasted it. Damn
like,
them.
Could you just like request another sandwich?
I could, but then I feel bad. Because then I'm like, think of all the starving children, Andre. Think of them. And then eat the sub.
As my therapist said about the argument about that, my father says, there's people who are starving in the other side of the world. Children's response, why don't you send it to them?
Yeah. Alright. So, you guys have just successfully set up your lodge. It's basically done at this point. And your guys' first, I wouldn't say paycheck comes in, your guys' lodge starts up. Underneath that wonderful abandoned tenement building that you guys have, could you ever choose to fix that thing up?
And we're the Black Mesa Trading Company.
Yeah, the Black Mesa Trading Company.
Are we the Black Mesa Lodge?
Yeah.
Does that mean our rival Cabal are named Aperture Science at Cabal Company?
Yes. They have cooler stuff, but you have a guy with a goatee. And a crowbar.
Is that guy from Finland?
Huh?
The Cabal agent, he goes from Finland?
Oh.
Germany.
Yeah. Germany.
Germany.
Well, City 17 does seem like it's like in Russia somewhere, because all the writing is Russian.
Or the graphics suck.
Well.
And they just have squiggly lines.
That would be more like India. Or whatever.
As you guys are sitting about your lodge, all proud of yourselves, look at your nice, meager little place. Travis, your guys' second and kind of lodge manager, whenever you guys aren't around, says, "All right, guys, first, we have two orders of business that I thought you guys might be interested in dealing with before you run off to some part of the world. First and foremost, you have to assign some agents to go combat the Cabal. They'll be gone for the month, so don't expect any help from them. You guys have, let's see, facilities four, so that's...
We have one dude to be listened to, unless one, we two, stay at base.
Four, five, six, seven. Yes, you can send out one guy.
Well, obviously it should be the guy that we recruited.
Tony?
He has the most knowledge.
It's your guys' call. Unless you don't want to combat the Cabal this month, but that means that the Cabal threat will increase.
Well, that's my choice. Anyway, my vote.
Rules-wise, the Snigmar dudes actually help more.
Mm-hmm. You get one, basically, card per Ripper.
And you want to get more one color than the other guy.
Tony is a good idea. I'd like to send someone else with him.
I mean, both your facilities will shut down.
Now that's one of the stakes, right?
Yes. Basically, that means that player wouldn't be able to leave the city for a month. Which I don't necessarily recommend.
What facilities do we have? We have
a library.
Meeting room, sleeping room, library.
Then send three dudes. Because it takes two. And if we're going to shut down the library anyway, we might as well send both of them. So that'd be three dudes, which is a better chance.
Yes.
Only two people don't die.
So which two rooms are we shutting down?
Just one room.
Just the library.
Tony and Den and Thion.
I would also like to send Horus.
Horus?
Because he knows a bit of magic, just in case he encounters any.
Could replace Thidon with him.
Mm-hmm. Last time Thidon was sent out, his partner got killed.
That's why there's three dudes. So, Zen, Tony, and Horus?
Yeah, because Tony has the knowledge in the Cabal and try and predict their moves. Din is a good fighter, and Horus knows a bit of magic and is decent at ranged and melee. Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
Sure.
All right. Okay, so even if Alec was here, we would not vote him.
All right. So off Din, Horus, and Tony go. So at the base, you guys have Travis, Thidon, Ruta, and Voki. Alright. Second order of business that I figured you guys might want to talk about is I have right here three possible contacts that we can get. The unfortunate downside is that they all hate each other's guts.
Well, if they're just contacts,
as soon as they find out that we're working with one guy, they're not going to work with us anymore. I understand that, you know, it seems kind of petty, but let me assure you, these people are petty.
Who are they?
Alright. We have Police Chief Whitaker. He kind of provides the advantage of... He can provide delays, and if we provide him with heads up, he can make sure that there are no police in the area. So if shots ring out, they take longer to get there. Or sometimes they just outright don't show up. And in addition, if you can manage to win over some favor with Whitaker, he might actually be able to provide support on dangerous missions.
And would he be able to help us out if we actually do get arrested?
Yes. So long as there's nothing too major. If it's something like treason...
There's not much even the police...
I'm pretty sure the Queen couldn't do anything for you.
Well, technically... Never mind.
Look, I'm a Yankee. Back up. Gotcha?
All right.
He doesn't like the bishop because the bishop excommunicated him. Apparently over some sort of ordeal. I don't know all the details. All I know is that's why he doesn't like him. And, well, the other contact isn't... They don't get along for some pretty obvious reasons. All right. Second guy on the list is a wealthy businessman by the name of Vladimir. He's Russian. He's also interested in possibly supporting the lodge. He can provide a healthy amount of cash, £50 a month. In addition, he has access to safe houses and passages underneath the city. You can guess what kind of businessman he is. But when we're in the Rippers, you know, sometimes being able to move around unseen isn't a bad thing.
I'm sorry, what could the bishop provide?
We haven't got to him yet.
Yeah, I'm slowly going down the list.
All right, listen.
I thought.
You can understand why Vladimir doesn't necessarily like the police officer. And apparently he and the bishop have some sort of contest going as well. And then there's a bishop by the name of Page, and he actually has possibly access to things like holy artifacts. And he has a few minor political connections. Here, specifically within England. The Church of England's power doesn't extend much beyond England. Well, I guess maybe up in Scotland. Maybe. So, those are the three, and of course they all have their benefits and the reasons why they won't work with each other.
I vote against the bishop because religious figures seem to have evil attached to them. I don't want that.
Wow.
Not all religion is evil. There are some
religious figures. Nothing about religion. Religious figures. First one was a crazy cabal agent. The next one was a helped a dude who summoned a evil spirit thing, Funkin' Jack. I'm going on a limb and saying most religious figures have some sort of evil attached to them. Not saying they're evil, it's just they attract evil somewhere.
I just think whether that's convenient, or not convenient, but...
Coincidence.
Coincidence. Sorry.
It is convenient that evil attracts them, because then you use them like a magnet. Sit them out there in the open, and there's one! Get it! It's like skeet shooting.
But there are numerous of men that are pledged to their religion.
Yeah.
And that don't fall prey to the evils that
But then again,
them.
They're also tied to their own religion, so... There's so much they can only help us with. Even if they believe our cause is right, they can't really justify us murdering someone.
I don't know. This is the Church of England.
It depends on the religion.
Did you hear about the Church of England Inquisition? Brutal.
So. My vote would be either Vladimir or police chief, and I'm leaning towards the police chief because although the budget would be nice and the secret hiding places would be nice, we have something that happens when we do get caught. We ignore shots. Well, not ignore shots. If we get heads up, we can ignore shots, kind of.
Just to point out something that's funny. The thief believes that she should ally with the guard.
Yeah.
Hey, just no, it's convenient, because they're not there if she doesn't want them to be.
Right.
Yeah, you're so true. Right in the police.
I already know what scoundrels and cutthroats will do. They will cutthroat me.
I do not want to go with the criminal mind. Even though I do like the idea of having other places to escape to. The chance, if we do get caught, it's a better possibility of us getting out in the aid of the policemen. And also, the political support would also be nice. but again, I also strongly lean towards the police officer.
Same here.
Again, if I was here, we would outvote him.
All right. Well,
it's okay. He's substantial.
You guys will need to. You guys will need to go convince him. It's not just a free contact. I wish those would exist. People who are just willing to throw themselves at us without, you know, any conditions, but...
Do we have a save load button?
No.
Oh.
No, wait, we do. Hold on, let me turn off the recording.
That's so, only if we all die.
Stop!
So, if we don't... If we're unable to convince him, who would be a second?
Vladimir,
mostly because of the next 50 pounds. That would be 90 pounds every month, which... would help the lodge a lot. Considering if you need 100 per upgrade, therefore...
You can't vote for Vladimir.
Oh. Yeah, I guess.
Obviously, he's obviously a criminal.
You didn't say that.
I'm sorry, you don't have Clueless along with it.
Obviously, you're not playing your rich chick anymore.
I would definitely vote for Vladimir for a second because of the budget.
It would be nice to get the extra pounds, but then you have to question where he gets those pounds.
Don't we have to question where we get our pounds anyway?
Like it might for my family.
Mine for Victor's tournament?
Okay. Notice I didn't pay you after your tournament, and that's for a specific reason. You're already getting paid for it.
Yeah.
I would honestly go with the bishop, even though it is... Besides, if he does turn evil, we will be able to notice it and do something about it. And that's why we go back to the...
Public figures seem to be very good at lying.
Yes, well, so are scoundrels.
Only you suck at lying.
You can't.
I would actually be pretty good at it if I could.
So the statement stands. You suck at lying. You're only one.
It just means we have to be very, very perceptive when around him. And his follower.
I didn't catch that.
And his followers.
And her followers. Okay. Okay.
Although I'm pretty sure last dude that was helping me lodge, they were also careful around him too.
Not really.
No offense, Travis, but it seemed like they had an unyielding trust.
Oh, yeah.
Until it backfired and the cross stabbed someone in the face.
Yeah.
So, please, Chief.
We'll have to find someone else.
These are just the three that I was thinking of.
Yes. I'm not... Well...
If
might be persuaded to settle with for the bishop, but honestly, I prefer somebody else.
Well, if none of these work out, we can search for new ones.
And I do stress that In order for the police chief to be able to help you, he does have to know ahead of time.
Yes.
Because he's still going to send guys to answer to gunshots. But if he knows you're in the area, then he'll delay that. But
give him like a day notice or something.
Yeah.
And it is possible for us to seek outside sources too. We don't have to have businessmen in just here in London.
Oh. Here in London would be best because that's where our influence is.
It is true. But they won't be, I suppose, isolated here if they become targets.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically once your influence goes up, it'll actually expand on where you can get your contacts. Right now you guys are local influence, so guess where you guys are getting your contacts?
Down the street.
That's right. All three of these people live within one block of each other.
That's why they also hate each other.
I was gonna say, they're probably
beating on my turf.
Probably police. There's probably a police station in cathedral or whatever the Church of England has, and
I think they're just churches.
Are they just like chapels, churches?
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's why.
Apparently, it's some guy in England. He says that you can get anywhere in the city in half an hour.
Huh. That'd be interesting. Maybe if I had a paratrop, but that's just me.
Well,
dude, it would be awesome to parachute like into the center of London.
Have you seen the way they drive in there?
Well, no, I haven't.
They have the underground subway too.
That is true. If you're using the subway system, then maybe it is efficient enough.
Yeah.
I was talking about just like hoofing it, and I'm like, not half an hour. Not half an hour.
But I think via the subway, you probably could. If they're as efficient as you
can. Yeah, well, unfortunately, the subways toast your sandwiches when you say that. So subways are going to die horribly. Damn you, Subway. Damn you. Toasted my sandwich.
They had delicious cookies.
They did have delicious cookies, but that does not make up for the toasting of my sub.
Watching you eat them made me hungry.
And you just ate.
Ramen noodles is not real food.
It ignited my sweet tooth. How's that?
Duke, your sweet tooth is on fire. Look! I can see it!
It's glowing!
Alright. Well, you'll have to get into contact with Police Chief Whitaker. He's basically at the big precinct. He doesn't waste his time at, you know, like the smaller ones.
How much does he know?
He knows enough. He knows about the Rippers and that we fight
bad stuff.
Bad people.
Okay.
He doesn't know necessarily about the stuff.
The monsters.
So play of the Cabal.
So he regards us as vigilantes, basically?
Yeah. And he seems to be okay with it.
Cool.
Interesting. I heard most vigilantes are disliked and distrusted.
By most of the police you are. So that's why, of course, you also have to keep this kind of quiet.
Of course.
Because there are plenty of people who are gunning for his job.
That's also why I asked, what does he know?
Maybe we should have a cover story to actually get in to talk to him.
It would have been really beneficial to know that Lord Savage hunts.
Well, none of us knew that one. Okay, that one.
Yes, that'd make the conversation quite awkward.
I don't know. It's cool, but I don't know.
We should probably think of a cover story to actually get in to talk to the police chief.
Well, I'm here as an advisor if you guys need me. But other than that, you guys are the ones who lead this lodge now. So, I'm just an advisor.
You two are one. Or talkers. So
you could break into his bedroom like Batman style.
He wouldn't know until he turned around.
That would be Batman.
And Batman.
I couldn't break into his place.
I wish it was as good as Batman.
Still the best part of that movie. And Batman.
Wonder Woman and Superman walking through the front door. The lady turned around. Batman.
And it was a broad daylight. The guy in the giant black latex outfit, no one saw him.
Well, we can just assign a meeting for him. We don't necessarily need a cover story.
That's true. I suppose if we have an appointment, we can just go and say we have an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you arrange the meeting?
Sure. Who do you want me to address as the primary person in the party? Yes. Hayana? Hayuna? Adyada, whatever. Or Whitman?
Whitman, because he's English.
I would say Adyada, because she has the highest status.
She will be there. It's just, who are we saying who we are?
That might affect his opinion.
The Englishman or the foreign royalty? Mm.
Or
nobility, not royalty, sorry.
What are his opinions of foreigners?
These contacts were passed along to me, dude.
You can gather information.
You'll have to do anything past this point. I got the names. The Von Helsing estate was nice enough to pass us some names.
If we want to be cautious about this, we can ask among the guards before we actually set up the meeting.
I would like to.
And that's streetwise, and that's something I'm going to sit here and manage the lodge for.
I'll go back to watching the Spider Combat! dun, dun, dun,
have you dun, named dun. Them yet?
I was thinking of a couple names, but other people didn't like them.
I got a 4 on Streetwise.
Alright. What you can find after a bit of gathering information is the police chief is a jingoist.
Oh.
A what?
He doesn't like foreigners. He is very, very proud to be British.
Yeah. Maybe we should have him remind them then.
Told you.
You don't like Chinese and foreigners in their lands.
That's a good question. Let me find my list. Alright,
so now that we've got our dice, now that we've got Talking Dragon Age out of our system.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, you're right. We're not going to be done talking Dragon Age for a while.
Maybe another week.
Yeah, I'm still confused. Tyler's like, from what I heard, the scores are terrible. It's like,
Some critics are calling it bad. I'm like, what critics are you looking at? Both IGN and PC Gamer really liked it. Well, I guess IGN gave it an 8.5. I guess
he's going off of
Metascore is awful. Don't talk about Metascore.
What's wrong with Metascore?
Because that's only the whiny users who are like, it didn't work, and they give it a 0.
That's not Metascore. Metascore takes all the different websites. And accumulate. And
like I don't think that's what Metascore was.
Yeah, that's what Metascore is. It takes all the critic websites like IGN and such and averages the scores.
I don't see that.
That's what it is.
I'd have to look.
But he's going off the internet. And internet as a whole is a bunch of jackass.
Yeah. I was going to say.
I won't debate that.
Anywho.
I don't have the time.
So, at a 4 on Streetwise, what you discover is that he's a jingoist.
I've got a D4. Oh well.
Guess it'll be me.
I probably only need one anyway. What's up, Steven? Getting lonely?
Kinda.
By the way, that is a wonderful blue color.
You want us to hold you?
It is
I love this shirt. The only problem is, if you notice, I have to have this on up.
Yeah, you do look a bit like a leisure suit sleeves.
Because if I do this, it's very obvious it's way too small. And it feels like it's
but the thing is when the button's undone, it looks like you're trying to be a swan sleeves.
Hey.
Yeah. You want to see a little bit of my chest hair? Yeah, it's sexy.
But I love this shirt because it feels nice as well.
As he strokes himself. Anywho.
Only on my chest, nothing below the waist. Yet.
That's how I was in high school, though. I was this... Well,
you were the sleazy person? You're still sleazy.
Yeah, well.
I still wear button-down shirts.
I was pretty suave, though.
You were a suave sleaze. Anyway. And then look what you attracted. I mean, seriously. God.
You said to throw it.
Alright. So, you guys are going to set it up with Whitman as your guys' primary visitor.
Unless we want to gather some more information, but honestly, I think that's probably enough.
Ball card.
But it's up to you.
Okay. It is up to you guys.
As I said, I think that's enough information. But if you guys want me to look again, I
don't have the cautious hindrance this character, so it's whatever.
I have a D4 streetwise.
If you would like,
it's very unlikely for me to be able to actually get anything. More.
If you would like me to look more, I can't. That's what I'm saying.
I have a plus 4 to my D4. Or plus 2 to my D4.
Don't you have a plus 4?
Yes, no. But she doesn't actually have the skill. And you guys are natives to England at this point. Quote unquote. You've lost the outsider hindrance.
Mm-hmm.
Especially you, Ryan.
Yes, indeed.
Finally got rid of it.
I think it honestly would be better for Benin to be by himself because it might be he might look down on a synthesizer.
Well, he could construe you as my not exactly associates but like cronies or something. I mean, there are ways
as
to look
what?
At henchmen.
Yeah.
Hard help.
Something of that sort, yes. If he does assume that, we could just not correct him. But, you know, it's up to you. Obviously, that's not the case. So I would be against that, really.